You're listening to New Technia. The human inside the machine never left. AI. Just learned to hide them better. Amazon's Mechanical Turk is closing to new customers, ending an era built on tiny tasks performed by invisible workers. But human labor has not vanished from AI. It has moved into expert training, safety review, and a strange new battle against bots pretending to be people. In 1770, crowds gathered to watch a machine beat skilled opponents at chess. The Mechanical Turk wore Ottoman robes, moved its own pieces, and appeared to think. It defeated famous challengers and fascinated Europe for decades. The 30-second summary. Amazon's Mechanical Turk is closing to new customers, ending an era built on tiny tasks performed by invisible workers. But human labor has not vanished from AI. It has moved into expert training, safety review, and a strange new battle against bots pretending to be people. There was only one problem: the intelligence was human. A chess master was hidden inside the cabinet, controlling the machine while gears and doors distracted the audience. More than two centuries later, Amazon borrowed that name for a digital labor marketplace. Mechanical Turk connected companies and researchers with people willing to complete tiny online tasks that computers could not perform reliably. The company called the idea artificial intelligence. Now that platform is entering maintenance mode. Amazon says Mechanical Turk will stop accepting new customers on July 30, 2026. Existing customers may continue using it, but AWS says it does not plan to introduce new features. It looks like the end of a curious chapter in internet history. In reality, it reveals something much bigger: the human inside the AI machine did not disappear. The work changed location, became more specialized, and, in many cases, became even harder to see. The original bargain: do what computers cannot. Mechanical Turk broke work into human intelligence tasks. A person might identify an object in a photograph, transcribe a receipt, rate a search result, answer a survey, or decide whether two product listings described the same item. Each task could take seconds and pay very little. Yet at scale, thousands of workers could clean datasets, test interfaces, and produce the labels needed to train machine learning systems. The platform's name was unusually honest. Like the 18th century automaton, the software appeared to deliver machine intelligence while a person performed the difficult part behind the interface. This model helped build an entire data economy. Image recognition required people to draw boxes around cars and pedestrians. Search engines needed humans to judge relevance. Recommendation systems depended on people sorting content. Chatbots later required workers to compare answers, flag dangerous responses, and write examples of better behavior. Why the old platform is fading now. Amazon has not offered a detailed public explanation beyond saying the decision followed careful consideration. The platform is not closing completely, and existing customers and workers are not being removed immediately. Still, the wider market has changed. Many simple tasks can now be completed by AI, or partly automated and checked by a smaller number of people. Companies also have newer services for managed data labeling, model evaluation, and specialized training. The cheapest crowd task is no longer always the most valuable. Frontier models need cardiologists to evaluate medical reasoning, lawyers to inspect legal analysis, engineers to test code, and native speakers to judge subtle cultural meaning. The work is moving from "Is there a bicycle in this image?" toward "Would this answer be safe and useful in a real professional setting?" That shift can create better paid expert work, but it does not guarantee fair conditions. Contractors may still face unpredictable assignments, unclear evaluation rules, and limited ability to challenge rejected work. Workers reviewing violent, sexual, or abusive material can also carry a psychological burden that users never see. The reversal: now machines pretend to be workers. The story becomes stranger when AI enters the workers' side of the marketplace. A person asked to complete a survey or write a response can use a chatbot to produce the answer. An automated agent can open pages, fill forms, and imitate the timing of a human participant. Researchers may believe they are studying real opinions while collecting synthetic text generated by machines. Prolific, a research participant platform, now markets authenticity checks designed to detect AI agents and undisclosed chatbot use. It even offers qualifying researchers a guarantee that participants are human. That promise would have sounded absurd only a few years ago. Today, real human data is becoming a premium product. This is the Mechanical Turk turned inside out. The old illusion placed a human inside a machine. The new illusion places a machine inside a supposedly human response. Why this matters beyond online surveys. If AI generated answers contaminate research data, the consequences can spread. A business may design a product for customers who never expressed the recorded preferences. A psychologist may analyze attitudes that came from a language model. A political campaign may mistake automated responses for genuine public opinion. AI developers face a circular version of the same problem. Models trained on text produced by other models can inherit their errors and stylistic sameness. If the provenance of training data is unclear, developers may not know whether they are learning from human experience or recycling machine output. The distinction is not simple. AI assistance does not automatically make a response worthless. A worker might use a tool to translate an honest answer or express it more clearly. A doctor might use AI to organize a genuine expert assessment. The real issue is undisclosed substitution, when the buyer asks for human judgment and receives generated content instead. AI is not one machine. It is a supply chain. The popular image of AI begins with a prompt and ends with an answer. The real system includes data collectors, annotators, safety reviewers, subject matter experts, engineers, cloud operators, and people who investigate failures after deployment. Some human work is embedded before a model launches. People select training examples, rank responses, and define which outputs are acceptable. Other work happens after launch, when moderators review abuse, specialists evaluate risky answers, and support teams handle mistakes the model cannot resolve. Calling the final product automated can erase this supply chain. It can also blur responsibility. When an AI system causes harm, a company may blame the model, the dataset, or a contractor. The user sees a single intelligent interface, while accountability is distributed across organizations and countries. The economic question: who captures the value? Human feedback can make a model safer and more commercially valuable, but the workers producing that feedback do not necessarily share in the value they create. The most vulnerable contributors may be paid per task, without stable hours, benefits, or visibility into the purpose of their work. At the other end of the market, highly qualified experts can command significant rates because advanced models need knowledge that is difficult to obtain. This creates a divided workforce. Some people perform repetitive moderation under pressure, while others sell scarce professional judgment. Automation is therefore not simply eliminating jobs. It is reorganizing them. It removes some tasks, creates others, and changes which human abilities are valuable. The crucial policy question is whether that transition produces better work, or merely makes essential workers easier to overlook. What honest AI should reveal? NI.I. Company does not need to publish every trade secret to be transparent about human involvement. It can disclose the types of labor used, the countries where high-risk review occurs, the standards applied to contractors, and whether workers receive mental health support. Platforms collecting research data can label AI-assisted responses, record provenance, and let researchers choose what level of assistance is acceptable. Buyers of AI services can ask whether a result was fully automated, reviewed by a human, or silently routed to a contractor. Regulators can require meaningful reporting without pretending that all annotation work is identical. A 5-second image label, an expert medical judgment, and exposure to traumatic content create very different risks. The cabinet is still closed. Amazon Mechanical Turk's retreat does not mean people are no longer needed to make AI work. It means the most visible symbol of crowd labor is fading just as the labor itself becomes more complicated. The original Mechanical Turk succeeded because spectators looked at the moving chess piece and forgot to ask who was inside the cabinet. Modern AI invites the same mistake on a much larger scale. The most useful question may not be, can the machine do this? It may be, which people made it possible, what were they asked to do, and were they treated fairly? Until AI systems can answer that clearly, the cabinet remains closed. Before we overstate the result, it has moved into expert training, safety review, and a strange new battle against bots pretending to be people. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.